episode 152, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beautiful ladies. Oh my gosh, you are looking gorgeous. Yes, you are. And it is your time to breathe. Did you just take a big breath? You know, there's something about just breathing. It like brings life back into you and hope. Today, I really just want to chat with you briefly. Number one, thank you so much for just being here, for putting up with me, having fun every day, because I sure have a lot of fun with you when we come together and we have our girl time, our chat time. It is so important and it invigorates me. So I hope it does the same for you. And you know where to find me. Come on over to createyournow.com. I would love to hear from you. We've got some exciting surprises around the corner. We're working on finalizing the website. I mean, there's just so many neat things coming up. I cannot wait to share all of it with you. But today, I really wanted to focus on don't sweat the small stuff. Have you ever heard of that saying? I mean, seriously, don't sweat the small stuff. Yet I find it very interesting when I dig into that particular phrase, I pull out of it maybe worry. Sometimes we all worry. In fact, I was having this conversation with my son. Actually, we were on our way to church, and somehow we got started talking about stomach acid and worrying. And he says, is there something that when you worry that it builds up stomach acid and all of this? And we started getting very scientific and technical and medical terms were coming out. And I was like, whoa. And I simply said, we're not to worry. You can be concerned, but we're not to worry. We're supposed to lay that at the feet and not worry. You know, it's lay him at the feet of God. He takes care of that. We can be concerned. And as a mama of five, oh my goodness, my concerns are high. Do you think I worry sometimes? If I catch myself, yes, I try to change it to being concerned. Because most of the time our worries come from things we can't control, right? So when I look at this phrase, don't sweat the small stuff, which you hear all the time, you know, the little things, they don't necessarily matter. Don't sweat the small stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you that you need to be sweating some of the small stuff. Yeah, I'm kind of going against the grain here. In this regard of going against the grain, one question that always comes up is, how can you be successful? How can you be successful in my career? How can I be successful in my career? How can I be successful in my weight loss journey? I got to lose weight. How can I be successful and have a healthy, bouncing baby boy or girl? How can I be successful at my relationship with my husband? This question comes up all the time. Obviously, it's not always put in those specific terms, but that's what people ask all the time of me is, how do you do it? How can it be done? Well, not by doing don't sweat the small stuff. And yes, English people, I just did a double negative. Not to do don't sweat the small stuff. The small stuff is what matters. It's the small stuff that gives the athlete the edge when they are at their breaking point of the championship game and they just can't finish it. Oh, but wait, they can. Why? Because they did sweat the small stuff. Probably literally and figuratively. You see, the small stuff does matter. It's those little things that make the big difference. But with that comes consistency. You see, the small stuff are the simple things in life. The small stuff can be things that we can handle on a consistent basis. A lot of us want to lose weight, but we want to lose the weight like yesterday, right? And so we want that quick fix pill that in 10 days we're done and finished with it. That's why we're so, you know, enamored and we're just drawn into those commercials. You can learn lose 5 pounds in the first week and in 30 days I lost 20 pounds. You're like, I'm all in, I can do that. And then what happens? You lose a little bit of it and you fall off. Oh, and then you've got the career track that you're on. And you're looking at this amazing network marketing business and you're like, oh, I want to do that. Or you hear of another area, like an entrepreneur who's got this business and you're like, oh my gosh, I dreamt about that. If they're doing it, why can't I? The thing is though, you start doing it and then you pull back because you begin to not sweat the small stuff. You let the little things that matter fall behind. You see, the little things in life do make a difference. The consistency of the small stuff is huge. You need to be sweating the small stuff. Now, that doesn't mean worry. We already cleared that air, right? We are not to worry, okay? You can be concerned, all right? But don't let it eat away at you. It truly does your body and your mind and your spirit absolutely positively no good. Man, I'm into double negatives and positives today, aren't I? Okay, bear with me. But it's true. And this don't sweat the small stuff. We need to think about our children. We let them, quote unquote, get away with things because we're not consistent on our disciplining. Okay? And if you just have furry kids, same thing. If you're training up, whether it's a child or a dog, same thing. Consistency counts. You have to sweat the small stuff. The key is, though, is don't worry about it. The key is to being consistent with it. I really want to encourage you as you go about your week in front of you. I want you to pay attention to the small stuff. That's your kiss. I want you to pay attention to the small stuff. I want you to be consistent with it, okay? Whatever that small stuff is that makes a difference, you need to be consistent. I was watching the tennis match. I absolutely love tennis. And I was watching the tennis match on the French Open and watching Serena play in the finals. And oh my goodness, I was like to the bitter end biting my nails. Okay, not literally. But I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe. I mean, she did great, 6-3 at the beginning. And then the other gal, which I cannot pronounce her name off the top of my tongue, even though she speaks beautiful English, from the Czech Republic, I believe, she came back and won the second set. Now, if you guys don't know tennis, that's okay. Basically, that means they're tied, okay? So they have to play another full set, which is at least another more six games, okay, in order for the actual set to be determined and then the match. And it was all the way up until the end. It was crazy. And Serena pulled it off. Her 20th Grand Slam won. And it was very interesting. During an interview, she was asked by Mary, who asked, you know, what happened? What happened in that second set? And she stood there, and she just shook her head and said, "I choked. I choked." You see, when you don't sweat the small stuff, you choke. What she did then on the third set, she goes, "I got more relaxed." She went back to her training. She went back into the mindset of, I know what I'm doing here. Why am I sitting here beating myself up over something I can't control? And I'm going to know and do what I can. That's what she's trained for. So she paid attention to the small stuff. She gave consistency to that, which gave her the ultimate win for her 20th Grand Slam at the French Open. Oh, amazing. Now that's success. Now you may not be playing the French Open today, but you know what? Your relationship with your husband is like playing the French Open. Your relationship with your children is like playing the French Open. What you're doing with your job and your coworkers, it's like playing the French Open, okay? It's a game. It's the game of life. So you can't just throw the small stuff away. Those important little things that you do, gratitude, simple gratitude, saying thank you, smiling, not going like every other wonderful, lovely, not so much employee does, and they grumble underneath their breath, but you have gratitude. You serve with a smile. You love unconditionally. Unconditionally, yes, no strings attached. That is the small stuff. And that's what gives you the winning edge every single time that you're playing your game of life. I want you to go out and I want you to pay attention to the small stuff. Go out and make a difference. Be consistent and pay attention. I love you so very much and I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.